Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. At the National Education Association's 2015 annual meeting and representative assembly, it was adopted that, quote, the NEA will develop educational materials for its state affiliates and members about the potential dangers of so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, or RFRAs, which may license individuals and corporations to discriminate on the theory that their religious beliefs require such actions, end quote. One News Now ran a story on the matter, quoting Mission America's Linda Harvey. Rather than sitting on the sidelines, she urges parents to call their schools and tell them to disassociate themselves from the NEA. While it sounds like a great action item to call your local civil government school and complain about the NEA, but that's not good enough. Forget calling your local civil government school. Instead, the action items you should take are, first, remove your child from that local civil government school, which will hurt the school's funding. And second, work on getting your tax dollars back. Your tax dollars are supporting the civil government school's very ability to enable the NEA's presence in your community. If there were no civil government school in your community, there would not likely be the NEA in your community. And third, call so-called conservative organizations like American Family Association and Mission America and explain to them how they are arguing humanism, not Christianity. Christianity holds that humans have no right to use force and coercion to advance thought. People, the conservative position is not take over civil government schools. The conservative position is eliminate them. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.